Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
Joe Biden selected California Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate in this year's elections. It's the first time a black woman and South Asian American has been chosen by either of the main US political parties as a vice presidential candidate. American-born writer and commentator Bonnie Greer has been telling me why she thinks she is the best candidate.
It's the best possible pick. She's the best. She really gives him excitement in terms of his campaign. So people now will want to vote or vote against him, one or the other. But, I mean, it lifts it. And that's the first thing you want to do. The second thing, just on a political, emotional level, he promised us black women that he would choose a black woman. And black women, African-American women, are the backbone of the Democratic Party. We always vote Democratic. Maybe we shouldn't, but we do. You know, we ring the bells to get people out to vote. We do the canvassing. We show up for the campaigns. So this was our time, and he knew it. And so he kept his promise. He said he was going to do that, and he did. And also, what brings in another demographic, which is great, is the Asian American women's demographic, because Kamala's mother was Southeast Asian. So her real full name is Kamala Devi Harris. And so she brings her whole kind of maternal side as Indian. And so that comes into play, and they are very excited, that community, all the way across the board, all the religions, everything. They're just really excited. She brings what some people might call baggage. I mean, she's not a child, so she's had a past. Most importantly, the Attorney General of California, the first, I think the youngest, and maybe the first woman, certainly first woman of color, and she was tough, and she will have to confront her record. But the good part about it, I guess we could say good, is that she's not going to get a negative law and order thing thrown at her by Trump, because she was definitely law and order. So that's one of her sort of kind of mixed baggage, if you like, that she's bringing with her. But most importantly, she can be the president of the United States. Joe has already signaled, he has said that he's a caretaker president. He said he is the bridge for the next generation coming into the Democratic Party, which would be Kamala and people younger. But also, I'd be surprised if he went past the midterms, which it would be 2 years after their election. So I'd be surprised if he went past 2022. I think he's a real devout Catholic guy, you know, and he's said that he really has made a promise, you know, to God, that he's just going to just be there for a small amount of time. And he wants to say thank you to Barack and to the whole African-American community in particular, which gave him his campaign because he was faltering behind Bernie at the beginning. And then the African-American community kicked in the person of James Clyburn, one of the big officials in the House of Representatives in America. And then he just sailed through with the help of the community. So I think he's just sort of paying dues now, and she will be the de facto president the last 2 years of the Biden presidency. And that's really, for us, women of color, all of us, it was about 100, maybe 150 years ago when Sojourner Truth made her the great African-American abolitionist who freed herself from slavery and stood up at a women's suffragist meeting and said that great speech, "Ain't I a woman? Don't I suffer too? Don't I count?" And so from that day on to this, we women, especially African-American women, have been fighting to have our proper place in the American pantheon, the American dream. And Kamala is that for us. So it's a very big thing, big thing.
You have given so much information and so much material in that first answer, and I want to pick my way through some of what you've been saying, Bonnie. It's a very pragmatic, political, strategic list of reasons why Kamala Harris is the right pick. Can she connect with African-American women, with women of colour across America? More importantly, can she connect on a wider context than that? Does she have that crucial and sometimes that indefinable quality, that likability that resonates with people?
Well, she, her parents were in the civil rights movement. They're very, very connected. So she calls herself a sort of a cradle civil rights activist. They took her to marches and things when she was in her little baby stroller. So her parents sent her to Howard, which is one of the, it's called historic black universities. Those universities founded shortly after slavery was over to educate African Americans. So Howard is very big, and Howard has its own, just like Oxford, its own kind of like Trinity. You know, it's its own kind of community where you're known. And she also is a member of a huge African American sorority of a lot of powerhouse women. So she's known in that community of people who will be raising money and going out to vote. As far as I would think you want to call the working class grassroots community, I wouldn't think she'd have an enormous amount of work to do. First of all, you know, what's really great about her is that she sounds like us. So her voice has that Southern tinge in it. She sounds and looks like a lot of our own family. So she'll fit in that way. And I think because she has been raised as an African-American woman in an African-American milieu, she went to the schools, she looks like us, so people can relate to that. And she has a great big smile all the time. So most of the pictures that you see of her, she's smiling, big smile. And in this age of Zoom and Cisco and Skype, she works in, you know, those kind of media. So she ticks a lot of boxes there. Plus, she is a lawyer. She's a prosecutor.
Nonetheless, Bonnie, could that prosecutorial role prove to be her undoing in debates? Because she was tough on crime, and she was tough on black crime, and she was tough on drug crime.
No, because I think black people, and I'm saying I can't speak for everybody, but I think people can make the nuance. I think in the African-American community, there's a lot of exhaustion with drug gangs, drug cartels, gangs, full stop. There's a lot of exhaustion.
She had the nickname, though, America's Top Cop.
Yeah. I mean, people look at her record. But like I say, you know, the first people who are oppressed by black gangs are black people. So there are a lot of people who are just pretty tired of it. And, you know, they'll look at the record and make a judgment call from there. But as far as her, if you like, dealing with black gangs, I don't think that's an issue with anybody, really.
Is she left enough? Is she left enough for the Bernie Sanders supporters? Is she left enough for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her followers, for the squad?
Well, first of all, Bernie finally came around and made a coalition with Joe. So there would have been a lot of talk about who should go up there. They put forward Karen Bass, who's a great congresswoman, African-American from California, but she made a slip in her youth. She came out in praise of Fidel Castro, which, you know, for me and you wouldn't have been any big deal, but a lot of Cuban-Americans, mostly Cuban-Americans who live in the United States, are anti-Castro. So that would have been a really big dog whistle that Trump could have used, and she couldn't have got away from that. That would have been very difficult for her to get out of. So what you need to look for is the person who can appeal mainly to white suburban women. They are the swing vote. And they did turn against Trump in 2018. They let him in 2016 because they thought you know, he can't be as bad as he appears to be, and we don't actually like Hillary very much, so we'll give this guy a shot. And he's turned out to be a disaster for them, so they are ready for a woman, and Kamala looks like them.
But if you're right and Joe Biden could be resigning around the midterms in a couple of years' time, really the focus in this election and among the electorate will be on Kamala Harris and not on Joe Biden, because he's 100%. Already so well known.
100%.
But I'm fascinated that you think Biden might just go 2 years.
I think he's going to give it 2 years. It's going to take him 2 years to clean up the mess that Trump made. And those 2 years will go very, very quickly.
But is a 2 year contract? Is that enough for an American voter? Yes, but if he only goes 2 years, I mean, if you're talking about it now, it is going to be the conversation as this campaign kicks into gear. He will be asked, and she will be asked time and time again. If the American voter believes that Joe Biden, who after all is the presidential candidate, that he is going to depart the stage in 2 years or 3 years or whatever, will they vote for this ticket?
That is the great thing about it. They know they're voting for Kamala to be the president. They know it. And Joe is a known quantity, been in politics for almost 40 years. So everybody knows Joe. So you like Joe or you don't. There's not going to be any more surprises here. So everyone on anti-Joe and pro-Joe and just no Joe, they know that Joe is not going to do that whole term. They're absolutely. I'd be surprised if anybody thought they were going to.
And just finally, if I can, just on the response of Trump already, he's talked about her as being nasty, mean, the most horrible. He even said she was disrespectful to Joe Biden during the Democratic primary, talking about one of those debates when she rounded on Joe Biden. She won't be debating Trump. She will be debating, I'm sure, Mike Pence. But this is an election like no other in COVID times. But is she now the Trump target?
Totally. And they would have put her, the Democrats would have known that whoever Joe chose would have been the target. And three things on that. First of all, Trump calls every woman nasty, except his daughter and his wife. Every woman is nasty. So that's his phrase. Secondly, Trump actually supported her. He sent money for her campaign for attorney general. So that'll be interesting when people ask him about that. He and Ivanka supported her. So that's going to be very interesting to ask him, why did you do that? And I think the third thing is everybody knows that it's really going to be a referendum. The election is a referendum on the president, the reelection. So what people are going to be looking at is whether Kamala can actually be the president of the United States. And that's how this whole thing is going to run. And Joe's played a blinder in that sense because he stepped off the stage and Mike Pence is not on it. In fact, I'd be surprised if Trump dropped Pence before he ran, but, you know, he won't do that. And so it's going to be about Trump and Kamala. And he's going to have to explain why he supported her with money. In one of her campaigns. It's going to be very funny.
And that's writer Bunny Greer talking to me a little earlier on.